Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
In honor of Team Trees, hashtag Team Trees, if you will.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that both of us should legally change our names to something tree related. You know, like Elon Musk changed his name to Treelon Musk.
Yeah, yeah,
I think we
yeah.
should do something like that.
Okay. What would your name be?
Well, I want you to promise me that you'll change your name.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yours can be like
if it's
Jonathan...
Tregan.
That's a good one. I was thinking I could change my name to Nicholas Wood.
Leave me out of it. Leaf me out of it.
Yeah, this is strange still.
Yeah, that's about as good as it's going to get, guys. Buckle in.
Did a spooky voice. It's not Halloween anymore. We're 2 weeks out of Halloween.
Do a tree voice. Like a tree unt. What do they sound like? Creaky? No, just do a regular one. I'm over it.
Oh. Welcome to Stranger Still.
A podcast where we plant little seeds in your brain that grow into beautiful blossoming ideas.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I thought of that just now.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Tregan.
Thank you. We're talking about trees today. We're like way behind on the eight ball on this one, but we're not involved, so we don't have to be ahead of the eight ball because hashtag Team Trees is going on. You know about this.
Yeah.
The YouTuber Mr. Beast, his fans kind of joked that to celebrate 20 million subscribers, he should plant 20 million trees. And he's like, you know what?
Sure.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
So he partnered with a bunch of YouTubers, and there's this campaign, hashtag Team Trees, where they're trying to raise $20 million before the end of the year to plant 20 million trees. And being the, what's the right word? Being the...
being in the wood industry.
As
the Nick Wood member of the family.
The cautious skeptic that I am.
Okay.
I was like, is that even going to make any difference? I don't even know how reforestation works. So what this podcast has become is anytime I have a thought like mm-hmm. that, I'm like, I'm just going to use that as an excuse to research it. And then I can talk about it on my dumb internet show that I do. So
dumb
that's what I did.
Internet show?
Yeah. Well, how did you describe
that
it?
That we do?
Yeah. How did you describe it?
I mean, I would describe your half as dumb.
Touche.
So I'm glad you said I.
So that led me to today's question, which is, will 20 million trees even make a difference?
Okay. And we're going to discover if you forested once, shame on me. If you forested twice, it's called reforesting.
Yeah, it's correct.
Shame on nobody, because that's good.
I want to say, of course, 20 million trees will make a difference, but we have to like put the clickbait in there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about why it'll make a difference.
Wow. If you could only see the sarcasm on your face.
Not sarcasm. Well, yeah, you know, you got to put the clickbait in the title, but yeah. Most people just like... don't answer the clickbait. I answered it already.
We're going to answer the questions.
That you never click debate.
That's right.
Don't take that out of context. So reforestation, to me, feels like a pretty new concept.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I told you reforestation attempts go as far back as 1890? Probably. But like for agriculture.
In the great sand forest.
So I'm... There's the Fertile Crescent. That's why they call it the Fertile Crescent, because it grew stuff like trees, my friend.
Yeah, I'll see you when I believe it.
Okay, let's play out there. I'm sure that there were reforestation attempts, but that was like in order to build houses and stuff. But in 1897, at least in the United States, the government finally stepped in and said, we need to reforest mm-hmm. and create trees for this earth that we have. And the Organic Administration Act was put into effect, which allowed for the creation of national forests.
Wow.
Like the Redwood Forest or...
the Amazon Rainforest.
It's not the United States, for sure.
But it's national. International.
I don't think international forest of mystery. There were other acts like the Weeks Law that allowed government to gather land for reforestation. And from like 1897 to the 30s, the effort for reforestation was basically to replant trees where it had been taken out by wildfires or other natural disasters that removed
and
trees.
And extended all across the nation. Which, Nick Wood.
Yeah.
How come it's called national? But we don't say one nation under God, indivisible.
Have you ever, like, read a story and at the end it says the end?
Yeah.
But then you start a sentence with the, but it's the same word.
Hmm.
It's kind of like that.
Okay. That didn't go down smooth, but I'll digest it.
Take that pill. So in the 1930s, there was finally an act passed called the Knutson-Vanderburg Act. And this created forest nurseries, but more importantly, it required timber producers. It required them to pay for reforestation efforts. So they had to like pay into, they had to pay a debt to have trees replanted. And in 1992, unfortunately, a bunch of rollbacks were made to this act, which has led to a sharp decrease in reforestation, at least in the United States. And other countries have their own history. Other countries do a lot better than we do. Like China has a crap load of trees replanted every year. India has a bunch. Pakistan even has some. And you were telling me Ethiopia
planted a hem in one day. Half a day, actually. Ethiopia broke the world record for the most trees planted in a single day by planting 353 million trees in just 12 hours on July 29th.
Yeah.
2019,
this year. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure memesters out there are like, Mr. Beast can only do 20 million.
Yeah.
Ethiopia does 300 whatever million.
Yeah. Well, maybe he should have been PewDiePie to get 353 million subscribers.
Hey, I think PewDiePie did donate to Team Trees. I was scrolling through the donors just out of curiosity.
That's cool. I mean, we'll see if that's cool.
You want to guess how many he donated?
How many trees?
Yeah, just take a wild guess.
100?
69,420.
That's pretty... Yes.
It's pretty nice.
I get it.
So, we'll get into some of how reforestation is done, but before we even get there,
okay,
we gotta talk about why reforestation is important.
Well, okay, I can explain that.
Please.
Okay, so the year was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump just came out.
Yeah.
And the movie company said, we gotta do it again, guys.
Yeah.
So they got everybody together for Forrest Gump 2, and they said, reforestation, let's get this going and get it moving.
You know, you say that, but like, we're like 2 years out from the 30 year after sequel that they've been doing with everything, like Terminator and The Shining and what else, a bunch of Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I'm ready for Reforest Trump. I mean, Reforest Gump. Boy, my brain sizzled.
Wow. I made some connections,
man. I shouldn't have something about trees.
For those that are Stephen King fans,
mm-hmm.
I talk about Dr. Sleep in our bonus episode this month, so just go listen to that. It's not as cut and dry as
did I talk
as
about a tree that?
Yeah.
It's not that's insensitive.
So I want to say to all the boomers out there that say climate change is a hoax or it's real but it's not as bad as everyone makes it out to be, I just want to take a moment and say,
okay
boomer, shut up. How much is it going to hurt to plant a few extra trees? Just shut up, okay? Thanks.
Oh, it hurt a lot. You could like sprain your back.
That's true. Well, they
ankles.
Are old, so.
Wow. The hate is strong over here.
Let the hate flow through you. So for those that don't know, the reason that reforestation is important is because trees are the lungs of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you didn't know that, John. They sit there, they're just soaking up sunlight and soaking up carbon dioxide, and I saw...
And all that dank fog in its lungs. Right in the forest. Foggy forest.
A meme just like...
Nice earth.
Came back to me where someone was like against a solar farm. Maybe you sent this or something. Someone was against a solar farm because they thought it would suck up all the sun's energy.
I didn't send that to you. Okay. That sounds great.
Just made me think of that. But the trees sit there, they suck up sunlight and carbon dioxide, and they gobble all that carbon up. They use it to grow, and then they spit out oxygen for us to breathe. Because the oxygen we breathe is O2. It's not just oxygen, it's O2. It's two oxygen particles.
Oxygen so, 2.0.
Electric boogaloo. It takes the carbon dioxide, which is CO2, and takes the carbon and leaves behind...
Good stuff.
O2. That's the breathable stuff we need.
In the air.
So that's how that's why these trees are important. And there was a study done that showed almost 20% of the entire world's carbon emissions are absorbed by just the tropical rainforests in the Amazon, Africa, and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
One fifth of our carbon emissions, human-made carbon emissions, are gobbled up by the Amazon, African, and Asian rainforests.
Okay. Yeah. And the product that they put out has a 100% correlation with not dying.
What's that?
Oxygen.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
100%.
100% of the people that breathe oxygen will die. So there is that.
Mm, that too. It all depends how you spin it, Nick.
Or if you don't breathe oxygen, you'll die.
Right.
Huh. Okay. So China has also planted huge plots of
land. I'm so confused.
I've stopped. So China has had an effort to plant a bunch of trees, and they now absorb 21% of just their CO2 emissions per year with this effort. And in the end, our trees on the earth are only absorbing about 30% of human-made carbon emissions.
Barely an employee discount.
Barely an employee discount. Takes care of the tax, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows this. Everyone knows that trees are important. This is first grade stuff. Yeah. But I've also learned there's a lot more to it that, like, it's just all this random stuff you don't even think about. So what makes trees so important is as they grow, what makes trees so important to fighting global climate change is that as they grow, they go through 4 times their weight in carbon dioxide. So if they grow to be 10 pounds, they go through 40 pounds of carbon dioxide to get there. And then they just hold on to that carbon. Over a 40-year span, they can hold up to 1 ton of carbon, which I don't know if you know how much a ton is.
Cow.
It's about a ton.
Oh, okay. That's a ton. Wow.
An average tree can absorb 48 pounds of carbon dioxide per year, but the inverse is true. So if a tree burns down, it generates 4 times the amount of carbon dioxide as its weight. So if a 10-pound tree burns down, it generates 40 pounds of carbon dioxide.
But does it make a sound if someone's there?
I assume it's something like,
ouch,
oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, no,
ow, ow, ow. That was another tree for that scenario.
Thank you. It is a forest, so there's more than one tree. And like I said, they hold on to that carbon. Their structure is made up of a quarter of carbon. And there was one scientist that said there's a bunch of carbon capturing machines out there that people are making to try to combat global warming. But trees are the only scalable technology that we have.
Damn.
Right? It has like no output. If you make something that catches carbon, it has to have some sort of engine, which is going to run off of electricity or gas, fossil fuels, and that creates other emissions. So you're taking in stuff, but you're also putting stuff out. Trees are like 100% in, zero out until they burn down or get cut down or used as firewood or something like that.
Can we just throw them into space after they die?
That's a good idea.
Is it?
There was this
tree line.
Oh my God, you just knocked a memory loose. There was this old cartoon. And I don't remember what website it was on. It was like Space Tree in Space or something like that. Oh, I have to find that now.
Okay. Space Tree in Space.
I don't even know if that's what it's called. Let me Google it.
I think it.
It
was a movie with Hugh Jackman. Tree of Life.
No.
There's a space tree in that.
Oh, Space Tree. Is this what it is? Web animation. Yeah, Space Tree. Oh my God, that's him. Oh my God.
Nick, you're recording a podcast.
No, everyone go look this up. I assume it doesn't hold up. So let's do a little bit of math here to figure out whether or not 20 million trees will make a difference. And I want to say that I'm not an expert in this, so I'm sure it's not.
You're not an expert, but you professionally do math for a living.
I do professionally do math, so I can speak to the math, but I can't speak to... I'm sure there's more to it than just
You're not
this.
A treeologist. You're just a wood.
I'm just a wood.
Yeah.
I am one single
So your
sapling.
Family was raised by generations of tree people.
Yeah.
And now you do math for a living.
My
so great, you're qualified
great,
enough.
My great-great-great-grandpa was Pinocchio.
Mm.
Little known fact.
Wow.
Put that on my Wikipedia
Your nose
page.
Just grew, though. So I don't know if that's true, if that's a genetic thing.
So 20 million trees will eat up just short of 1 billion pounds of CO2 in a year. To be more exact, it's 960 million pounds of CO2 in a year. And right now, the trees that we have eat up 30% of human-made CO2 emissions in a year. So that means we make about 10 billion pounds of CO2 in a year, meaning 20 million trees would bring the amount of CO2 that trees consume in a year from 30% to 39.6%, if we're working with round numbers. So it would eat just about 10% of human-made CO2 emissions per year, these 20 million trees.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. So if you ask me, if 10% is a huge difference, I think it is.
Yeah.
And these are... So
you sounded way sarcastic earlier, but this is like...
No, this is great.
This is
pretty
good. Yeah.
That's why I said the clickbait stuff, it does make a difference, but how much difference does it make? So the other thing I forgot to mention is that Mr. Beast is working with the Arbor Day Foundation, and I'm sure they know a little bit about planting trees.
Okay.
Arbors. And there's that meme about Ethiopia planting a crapload of trees, but how much of that is like replanting for commercialization for the lumber industry, that kind of stuff. This is specifically for the sake of planting trees. And that's one thing that you have to consider. All of this has to be done correctly. And luckily, there, like over the last 40 years, a bunch of people have studied this. And we know a lot about reforestation.
What's the average time span for a tree to start getting that good CO2?
Yeah. Immediately. As soon as it starts growing,
Trees just take little amounts. And then as they grow, they're scalable.
Yeah. Well, they'll grow at different rates. And it just kind of depends on where they are. Specifically in the tropics, they grow a lot faster and a lot bigger than they do in, like, here in Iowa. But whatever it is, it's 4 times their weight that they're going to go through to get to a bigger size in a year, you know. So if I told you, John, we as strangers still have to go plant 100 trees to accommodate these other 100 trees that we chopped down in my backyard, how would you go about doing that? It's easy, right? How would you do it?
How would I go about doing it?
Yeah, how would you plant 100 trees?
I would contact the Arbor Day Foundation.
No, don't give me the right answer.
Oh.
Give me the dumb answer.
I would go to Home Depot.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would get
not sponsored
one watermelon, which everybody knows has the most amount of seeds. Shh, damn it. I'm already messing up. Those don't grow on trees. You know what grows on trees, though, that you wouldn't think?
What?
Cashews.
Yes.
Okay. On the ends of apples. Did you know that?
Yeah. But like crab didn't. Apples. Yeah. There's a cashew fruit. Yeah. Yeah. Haven't we talked about this in an episode?
I don't know, but nuts are nuts, man.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go and buy a bunch of cashews? Where are you going with this?
Yeah, I guess so. Those are seeds, right?
Sure. And then you plant those?
Throw them in the ground. In a hole. At my house. I could give tours of the nature trail that exists.
All right. Yeah, after I think that's a solid idea. What I would do is I would just go to the nursery and just buy like 100 saplings and just put them in my yard, right? Call it a day.
That sounds too easy, Nicholas.
I think it is too easy. Let me tell you a little something that the Canadian government did back in the 80s. They took a bunch of land. It was like Midwest Canada. You know, it's really big. It's like in the middle of their entire land mass and a little bit towards the west. And they said, we're going to use this for the lumber industry. We're going to plant a bunch of trees. We're going to cut them down and we're going to build houses and decks and desks and
cool pencils,
and other examples out of this stuff. And what they did, they had this method colloquially known as pines and lines, where like back in the 80s, people, not just the Canadian government, they'd go out to an empty area,
do a bunch of cocaine. That's the lines. Though, right?
No.
Okay.
they would
the
like
80s. Who knows?
It's true, right? They usually go to a fire ravaged area, a place that had been taken out by a natural disaster that needed a bunch of trees, and they would just like take some pine saplings and just plant them every 10 to 12 feet in lines. And by the time they were done, it looked like any other crop, like soybeans or corn or whatever, just looked like a line of crops. And that's what the Canadian government did, and everything was fine and dandy until 2016.
Oh.
When there's this huge area, it was like 1.5 million acres of national forest that was ravaged by a giant wildfire. This was in Fort McMurray. Took out 2,400 homes and did $7.4 billion in damages. And most people, rightfully so, said global warming, global climate change, whatever you want to call it, is causing this. But afterward, some researchers went in and they tried to figure out what happened, because this had never happened in this area before. And it turns out the area before the 80s, there weren't many trees, but there were trees, but the entire like land mass was covered with peat moss, like wet peat moss. And so if a fire came through there, it was wet and it would tamp the fires out. Now they planted all these trees, it soaked up all the water, and now they had dry peat, and that only made the fires worse. Because they didn't know what they were doing. They're like, oh, let's put some trees down there. And it soaked up all the water. And now you're screwed 30 years later because they didn't know any better. So the moral of the story, this wasn't like, it was a reforestation effort because I think it had burned down before. Or they might have just cleared it out. But the moral of the story is you can't just go in and just be like, oh, that's where the trees go. There were trees here once. Let's put more trees. More trees better. That sounds like a very Trumpian thing to do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we get bad reviews, because I talk bad on Trump.
Oh, yeah, you're a little salty still.
So
guys, leave us a good review to cancel a negative one Nick's holiday that hurt his feelings.
So what I'm trying to say is what the Arbor Day Foundation says, which is that we had to plant the right trees in the right place for the right reasons. And it sounds simple, but why is that, John?
Why are you looking at me? I don't have a computer in front of me, fella. Because that's how they grow up to be big and strong.
You gotta feed them milk. It's what plants crave.
Mm-hmm.
That's Gatorade.
It is Gatorade, and it is that stupid movie.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
It's literally that stupid movie.
Mm-hmm.
So first we have to plant the right trees. That's a pretty obvious one. You can't plant a palm tree in Iowa and expect it to thrive.
Right.
Especially when the winter comes around. But it should also be obvious by now that you have to choose the right trees because they need to be able to grow big and strong without the use of milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want some sort of invasive tree that's going to outgrow all the other trees and then they can't get sunlight and all the native trees die. In the long term, you want a tree that is native to the area because then it can persist for hundreds or thousands of years and not just be good in the immediate, like trees that lumber producers would use.
Yeah.
Secondly, in the right place, as I mentioned before, we don't... Actually, I forgot to mention this. This is really neat. I think I accidentally deleted it out of my notes.
Control Z, dude.
No, it was on my other computer.
Oh, no.
So there was an
article... It synced in the cloud, but we ran out of trees to make clouds.
Hey, that's a perfect segue.
Was it?
You didn't even know that you did this. So I read Maybe this really cool article that was like, we can't just go up to... like the Borealis regions and plant trees because they're part of what the natural defenses that the earth has for preventing the sun from heating it up too much is by reflecting sunlight. And one way that it does that naturally is with snow. So in Arctic regions, that snow is reflecting the sunlight and preventing the earth from heating up a little bit. So if we go and plant trees and it's starting to cover all that snow, it can't, that sunlight that would have been reflected is no longer going to get reflected and just soaked up by the earth.
Do you think if we outlawed all colors except for white and everybody had to wear white everywhere, that would have a 10% impact?
Let's try it.
Okay. That sounds terrible, though.
It sounds like some sort of
Think of the spaghetti calamari I'd get on my shirt.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is in rainforests,
it's not real. It's not real.
Got a frankenpasta over there?
Yeah, it's a frankenpasta.
You can't just be doing that.
I'm missing my antipastas with my pastas. Forgive me.
There's no forgiveness on the show. So in the rainforest, they're called rainforest because they make...
Rain.
They make it rain.
It rain, specifically.
So, yeah, and rain comes from...
clouds.
And clouds are another...
for sky fog.
For sky fog. It is another tool in the Earth's natural tool belt to deflect sunlight.
Okay.
Clouds will deflect the sunlight. That's why a cloudy day is cooler than when the sun's beaming down on you, because that sunlight's getting reflected. So if we plant a bunch of trees in the rainforest... they produce rain, and we leave the snow where it is, that's even better on top of just the snow.
Okay.
See what I'm saying here?
Earth is about balance. So should your life be.
And we shouldn't just muck it up.
Yeah.
Right? So, also in the tropical regions, you want to...
Regions?
What did I say?
The tropical regions.
The tropical regions. My tongue was just like... I got this, buddy.
Your tide was tongued.
Yeah. You want to plant trees in the tropical conditions because they grow a crap load bigger than, like, the pine trees out here in Iowa. They grow, like, several feet in diameter as opposed to, like, the 2 feet in diameter we have here in Iowa. And, lastly... for the right reasons. We got to plant them for the right reasons. And as a society, we obviously need timber so we can build houses and decks and... what were the other things I said? Desks and pencils and...
yeah.
Other cool examples.
Of wood stuff.
And wood stuff. But we can't just come in and say, hey, I'm going to commandeer this land and I'm going to grow a bunch of trees. Because you have to make sure that you're planting them sustainably. And that's a buzzword that's thrown around a lot. And we got to give it some context here. Because when I say sustainably... I mean, we can't just plant trees and have them sap the water out of the ground because then we're going to have forest fires in 30 years. And we have to make sure it's not going to devastate the wildlife in the area when we go and chop down all those trees. Now all the birds and the foxes and the wolves and the bunnies don't have homes. And we also have to make sure that we're not sacrificing land that would have otherwise been used for like food resources or something like that. So there's a lot that goes into this. And you can't just be like, oh, that's where trees go.
Yeah, thank goodness for peppermint bark.
Yeah.
Being a Christmas treat.
I know.
Because then we could
Christmas
actually
treat with two E's.
Off of the trees.
No way.
Yep.
So one last thing that I want to talk about is the amount of trees that need to be planted each year.
And to not die?
Well,
as quickly
to replace the trees that we are cutting down. So the National Geographic had an article that 15 billion trees are cut down each year, either to make way for houses or buildings or for like commercially for lumber or something like that. So the lumber industry will obviously replant these, otherwise they don't have an industry anymore.
Good.
But how are we going to replant the rest of the trees that we cut down, either to make way for new houses or farmland or whatever? And one thing that you can do, not you specifically, the other person in the room that isn't here, you, the listener.
Just live in the woods. accept your fate.
I was going to say, you can volunteer to plant trees for Arbor Day.
Stop living in all these clean, clear-cut neighborhoods and start living in the woods like a real human.
Like a real lumberjack.
Yeah.
Go volunteer for Arbor Day. Help plant some trees. There's also a company in the UK called Dendra Systems that has created a drone that can like cast out tree seeds and supposedly, according to them, plant 1 billion trees per year with this drone. But like, not only that, if you think back to our episode on practical uses for AI, if you hook those two up,
oh boy,
like we were talking about
they'd love each other.
Yeah, like we're talking about how they track animal movements to preserve endangered species and stuff. Like you could track the trees growing in certain places and make sure that you're planting the right trees in the right place for the right reason. You get all three of those from a stupid drone.
I hope they get my stupid backyard full of mud.
Soak up that water, am I right?
Yeah.
So the globalcarbonproject.org says that there's four major strategies available to mitigate carbon emissions through forestry activities. One, to increase forested land areas through reforestation. Two, to increase the carbon density of existing forests at both stand and landscape scales. Three, to expand the use of forest products that sustainably replace fossil fuel CO2 emissions. And four, to reduce emissions from deforestation and degradation. So we can break those down. Let's go back through those a little bit. The first one, to increase forested land area through reforestation. That's pretty obvious.
Make more trees.
Make more trees. If you take down trees, put those trees back.
Okay.
Number two, increase the carbon density of existing forests at both stand and landscape scales.
Make trees stupider. Make them dense.
No, you gotta make them thick.
Okay.
You gotta make them thick trees.
THICC.
Basically, they're saying if we have a thick rainforest,
yes,
make them thicker.
Great. All about making it thicker.
Those had K's in them, not two C's. Mm. I'm sorry. Number three, expand the use of forest products that sustainably replace fossil fuel CO2 emissions. This one I'm not quite clear on.
Forest products. Say it slower,
forest
Nicholas.
Forest products.
The whole sentence, please. Let's interpret.
To expand the use of forest products that sustainably replace fossil fuel CO2 emissions.
Okay, so let's make a wooden stand for a solar panel.
Yeah.
Instead of metal and
if
plastic.
If you're going to harvest the trees with some sort of equipment, make them not fuel-powered by fossil fuels.
Great.
Why was that so hard for me to say? Number four.
A lot of F words.
Yeah.
None of the good ones.
Not the fun ones. There's only one fun one. Two. Fun and the other one that starts with FU.
Super Freak is one of them, isn't it?
Yeah. Number four, to reduce emissions from deforestation and degradation. Don't burn down trees.
Okay.
That's pretty clear,
that's
right?
That's a pretty good one.
So you wanna give us a quick recap on reforestation?
Sure, do it. It's great. Help the world, help the country. If you accidentally kill a tree, do not burn the body. Send it into space.
Shoot it into space. Go watch Space Tree in Space on YouTube.
I guess. do you even know whose channel it is?
There's a link
Hope
to
it's
YouTube.
Horrible.
Hang on. Space Tree Cartoon.
Okay.
It was on Keen Tunes. That was the website I was trying to think of. Anyway, I think that there was just a couple cool facts from this. Like,
I think trees are pretty cool too, Nick.
Trees are pretty cool. Like, a lot of the wildfires that are going on right now can be blamed on global warming, but they can also be, a few of them can be blamed on bad reforestation habits from the past, and that's something that we have to keep in mind.
This is a good suite to add to, we had another episode where we talked about plastic straw ban.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a form of greenwashing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So it's important to talk about and differentiate which things are actually contributing to global climate change
yeah.
and which things we think may be but have different causes.
Yeah.
Because if you just lump everything together and you turn out to be wrong, people have less confidence in you yeah. the next time you talk about it. So that's why we try to focus on this.
Everyone knows that planting trees are good, but how many people have heard that story about the wildfire in Canada? I hadn't heard of it. Have yeah. you heard of it? And that was only 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost several $1 billion in damages, and somehow we didn't hear about it. Probably because we're in the United States and we're a bunch of idiots and our news cycle sucks. But at the same time, people don't realize that that was caused by reforestation mm-hmm. efforts.
Yep, so only so listen to us. Get all of your news from us.
Well, my point is we need to know why these things happen so we don't do them again. So we're not like, oh, that's where trees go. Let's plant trees there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, whatever. And the last moral of the story is Mr. Beast is making a difference, which actually surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So good on you, Mr. Beast, and everyone who has donated. Maybe after the break, I can kick a few bucks their way. What do you think?
Yeah,
I'll read my credit card number off the air.
Okay.
Or on the air, I should
Mother's
say.
Mother's maiden name.
Geriatric. Hmm. That's the first word that came to mind.
Okay. I was hoping it was like lumber or something.
No. That would have been really funny, though.
Yeah, it would have been pretty
good.
My
mom's name was Rebecca Lumber,
mm-hmm.
and then she became Rebecca Wood.
Yeah. It really chopped down her heart.
Let's take a break. John, I'm really upset.
Why is that?
Someone left us another 2-star review and didn't even leave us a comment.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
They're a chump.
Why would they do that?
Because, for some reason, they thought that 2 is less hurtful than 1.
Well, they were wrong. I'm destroyed emotionally.
But I'll tell you what. We've only got so many comments on there, and every comment and review and starred review
yeah.
get us searchable, get us up in the ranks, and make us a lot happier.
Yeah.
So I know that I could see how many of you listen.
Yeah.
And I could see how many reviews we've got, and not all of you are doing that. So if you did, I appreciate you, personally, and we will read it on the air. What other invitation do you need to control our mouths with your fingers?
Yeah, you can say mean things, and I won't even censor them that bad.
If you wanted to control our mouths with your fingers in any other way, you'd have to drive over to our home and touch our mouths, and that's dangerous. We could get germs. But if you want to make us say stuff with your fingers by typing something and making us say it on the podcast, you know exactly how to do it, and it's leaving a review. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I wasn't listening to like most of that because I was trying to type in my information on hashtag team trees.
Okay.
But I'm going to kick some money that their way. And if you want to help us kick money that way, you can go to teamtrees.org or you can go to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
Mm.
Like how I made that stupid transition. we're part of the Flying Machine Network. It's got some good shows on it, such as, I don't know, Divisive Issues.
Oh.
They're a pretty good show.
They're pretty divisive.
But they're also pretty issues.
I never thought of it that way.
Right now, okay, so...
Stupid. Bad.
Right now, they're talking... Usually, they're... we've had Ryan on our show before, but I want to summarize their podcast because of what they're doing right now.
Yes.
Normally, their podcast is 2 comic book fans and 2 non-comic book fans discuss, like, important comics.
Yeah.
Right now... one of the non-comic fans, it might have been Daryl, got into Bleach and is making them talk about it on the show. So right now they're up to part 5 talking about the entire Bleach manga series.
Oh, jeez.
So it's just, it's a storied special that's going on right now. I don't know what you're going to call it. I think they're releasing weekly right now because of all that. So if you like Bleach or you don't like Bleach.
Or if you've ever used Bleach.
Or if you ever use Clorox, yeah. So
there's other brands, Nick. Don't Q-tip this.
I will Q-tip this. I need more Q-tips because I don't use them to clear out my ears. I use them to get rid of
the
dust in my NES cartridges. Let's go with that.
Okay.
You like what I did there?
Mm.
So I'm going to donate to Team Trees real fast, but I wanted to run through some of the top donors here just to see if there's interesting... things on here. Like PewDiePie donated $69,420.
Is he in first?
No. He is like number 12. No, he's like number 20 right now.
Good.
The Verizon Green team, I don't know if that's like Verizon Wireless, donated 100,000 trees. Like immediately when this launched, Mr. Beast donated 100,000 trees, and then someone donated, Alan Walker donated 100,001 trees, so he donated 100,002 trees to have the top spot. Let's see. Elon Musk donated a million trees, and Toby Lutke. I don't know how to pronounce that. He's like the CEO of Shopify.
Oh man, I'd talk about them all day today at work.
Did Shopify. You?
Nothing bad. But how much did he donate?
$1,000,001.
Okay, good company.
He beat Elon Musk by one tree. Sorry, he beat Treelon Musk by one tree. Your move, Treelon. You do what you want. He legally changed his name. There's like a letter that he sent out to someone. He signed it Treelon Musk, so he's leaning into it hard.
Wow.
Good for him, right?
What a meme lord.
He is...
very appreciated on Reddit.
I was going to say, he's like if Batman never existed and then someone came up with the concept of Batman in 2019, it's Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He's just a rich MF-er that loves to meme. I don't know. Sorry, I'm putting my credit card information in here and I'm going to read it out loud. Are you ready?
People can tell from which numbers you're hitting.
How far away it is from the microphone. All right, John, you want to know what number of tree we are?
With what? Is that a sentence? Are you okay? Are you,
So $1 plants a tree, and guess how many? The goal is 20 million by the end of the year, so we got 50 days left at this point.
Okay.
49, I think. 49 days left. Guess how many trees they have? They started, when did they start? Maybe that'll help your guess. August 25th? Somewhere around there? August 25th?
So that goal is 20 million?
20 million.
Can I say halfway? No, wait. We're almost done with the year.
You can say whatever you want, man.
I know I could say whatever I want.
This was...
But can I say halfway and be right is what I want to know.
This was like 2 weeks ago we started. Started on the 25th, so that's just over 20... Well,
I don't know who Mr. Beast is, and I've heard about this a bunch.
Yeah.
So that makes me think this went viral and went very well so far.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with like 12 million.
Close.
Was I?
Yeah.
What is it?
15 million. 15 million in like just over 2 weeks, probably 2.5 weeks.
That's pretty damn good.
7 weeks to go. I think they're gonna do it, John.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. Hey, can you say that you contributed?
Don't say hey, that's very flammable.
Oh, that's true. Hail and well met. Can you say that you made a 10% impact to the consumption of human-made fossil fuel carbon dioxide?
I don't know. I wrote a lot of dumb songs.
I just think it's cool. That's like songs. So cool that he can be like, yeah, I made a difference, MFers.
Yeah.
But
like, what'd you do for climate change, sucker?
I drove my car.
I drank with a metal straw.
I got nothing else. Do you?
Don't say straw. It's very flammable.
It is very flammable. We'll call them...
suckers.
I was trying to think of anything that didn't come across as disgusting.
Is that... why is that... suckers?
The thing that came into my mind was sucky machines.
Okay, that's worse.
That is worse. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
Suckers!
I give you... machine.
We should have come up with like a tree name for Stranger Still.
Oh.
Strange Fur.
Hmm.
No? Come on, help me out here.
Yeah, we'll end the episode after this. We have to nail it.
No, this is after the closing is played.
Yeah, I know. But
the closing theme is played, and then after we're done with this,
this is like
say,
the bonus track.
Yeah.
Right, but we're wasting time. What is it? Stranger Stump. Stranger Stump.
Okay.
Yuck.
All right, we're officially rebranding to Stranger Stump. Look forward to that
this
in your feed.
Stranger Stump.